Infection Prevention and Control, IPC, Training. Infection prevention and control is essential for all businesses, particularly where the working environment or work activities could put employees and those around them at risk of infection. This includes those working in healthcare, in close contact with people or animals, and those involved in the cleaning of human and animal waste. Infections can be easily spread, but by understanding the correct steps to take, the risk of their occurrence can be both prevented and controlled. This online infection prevention and control course covers the chain of infection, how to break the chain, best practices in hygiene and PPE, and the importance of risk management. It outlines the responsibilities of both employer and employee, highlights the benefits of robust infection control policies and procedures, and details key legislation and regulations. Developed in partnership with health and safety experts. Accredited by CPD. Fully online course and assessment with no time limits. Full audio voiceover. Certificate of competency issued on completion. Who should take this course? This training course is suitable for anyone whose working environment and job role exposes them to risk of infection. The information it provides can help everyone to understand how to work towards a safer working environment for themselves and those around them. This includes healthcare professionals, care assistants, laboratory workers, veterinary and farm workers, cleaners, refuse workers, acupuncturists, tattooists. If your role involves the handling of needles or sharps, then our needles and sharps awareness training will also be helpful in teaching the methods by which you can prevent infection. Course content. Module. Introduction to infection prevention and control. Description. What is infection prevention and control? Why is infection prevention and control important? Who is this course for? Legal requirements, legislation and regulations, employer responsibilities, and employee responsibilities. Module. Understanding infection. Description. Infection, sources of infection, the chain of infection, breaking the chain of infection, types of infection at work, and who is most at risk. Module. Controlling the risks. Description. Risk assessments, control of substances hazardous to health, COSHH, reporting of injuries, diseases and dangerous occurrences regulations, RITR, effective cleaning practices, spill kits and their uses, waste disposal, and managing COVID-19 risks. Module. Hygiene and personal protective equipment. Description. Effective hygiene practices, hand hygiene, personal protective equipment, PPE, and further PPE considerations. Aims of the course. By the end of this course, you will understand the meaning of infection prevention and control, and why it is important. Know both your own and your employer's role and responsibilities, and be aware of the relevant legislation. Understand the chain of infection and the most common types of infections. Recognize the importance of risk assessments and why they should be followed. Be aware of some of the key ways infection risk can be controlled. Understand the importance of good hygiene and personal protective equipment. Know the meaning of COSHH and how it relates to infection prevention and control. Understand the role of additional steps and adaptations when managing the risk of infection outbreaks. Assessment. The online assessment is taken on completion of the training material. You will be asked 20 multiple choice questions with a pass mark of 80%. The answers are marked automatically so that you'll instantly know whether you passed. If you don't pass, don't worry. You can take the test as many times as you need with no extra charge. Infection prevention and control is essential for all businesses, particularly where the working environment or work activities could put employees and those around them at risk of infection. Working activities that can put people at a greater risk of infection include those that require close contact with people and animals and animal products, with human and animal waste and bodily fluids, as well as activities that involve deliberately puncturing skin. This online infection prevention and control course helps to raise learners' awareness of how people can become exposed to infection, offering guidance on the appropriate actions to take to help prevent and control any spread. It provides the level of knowledge required to help them to create a safer working environment for themselves and those around them. Module 1. Introduction to Infection Prevention and Control. This module offers an introduction to infection prevention and control. It outlines the key responsibilities of both employers and employees and looks at the legislation and regulations that inform an organization's policies and procedures. What is infection prevention and control? Why is infection prevention and control important? Who is this course for? Legal requirements. Legislation and regulations. Employer responsibilities. Employee responsibilities. Module 2. Understanding infection. This module provides an overview of infection. It details the individual links in the chain of infection, explaining how infections are caught and spread, and what actions can be taken to prevent and control this. It also provides examples of different types of infections, and which working environments and roles may be most at risk of exposure. Infection. Sources of infection. The chain of infection. Breaking the chain of infection. Types of infection. Infection at work. Who is most at risk? Module 3. Controlling the risks. This module looks at the role of risk assessments and the importance of effective cleaning and waste disposal practices within the workplace. It also looks more closely at the COSHH and RITA regulations, offering further insight into the important role they play in risk management. Advice is given at the end of this module on how COVID-19 risks can be managed as we learn to live with the virus. Risk assessments. Control of substances hazardous to health, COSHH. Reporting of injuries, diseases and dangerous occurrences regulations, RITA. Effective cleaning practices. Spill kits and their uses. Waste disposal. Managing COVID-19 risks. Module 4. Hygiene and personal protective equipment. This module focuses on the importance of good hygiene, offering guidance on best practice for hand hygiene, personal hygiene and respiratory hygiene. It also looks at personal protective equipment and some considerations for its appropriate and safe use. Effective hygiene practices. Hand hygiene. Personal protective equipment, PPE. Further PPE considerations. Aims of the training: by the end of this course, you will understand the meaning of infection prevention and control, and why it is important. Know both your own and your employer's role and responsibilities, and be aware of the relevant legislation. Understand the chain of infection and the most common types of infections. Recognize the importance of risk assessments and why they should be followed. Be aware of some of the key ways infection risk can be controlled. Understand the importance of good hygiene and personal protective equipment. Know the meaning of COSHH and how it relates to infection prevention and control. Understand the role of additional steps and adaptations when managing the risk of infection outbreaks.